Glad you could join us today. My name is Daniel Cavanaugh, and I'm here with my dad, Charles. This is Crosstalk, the gospel for today and beyond. We're in pursuit of growing in our understanding of the gospel and discovering what it means to transfer to the next generation. And Dad, it has been quite some time since we've had an episode released for Crosstalk.
We had a little bit going on.
Had just a little bit going on, and we do apologize to our audience. We know through social media we let you know that we weren't going to be able to do it for a few weeks. Obviously, we had Passion for Christ, and then no longer, I guess it was 5 days, I turned around and hit it out to get ready for the wedding.
In California,
and then I went on my honeymoon, and now I'm back, and of course we had to move. And
right.
So we do apologize to our audience, and grateful for their patience.
And we had jobs, I had, you know, right. We had things going on in the midst of all that too.
So all that to say is we do apologize for that. We're getting back on track. We will finish the little series that we're doing on the church once Thanksgiving holiday is over, but right now, today, we would like to just go from talking about the mission of the church, which is what we have been talking about, take a pause from that, and move into more of the holiday that's coming up, which is Thanksgiving, this coming Thursday, believe it or not.
Right.
And to focus our mind and our hearts on what this holiday is all about. It's not about just eating food, just having football on the TV, and being with family, which we all do those things. Yeah. We do those things. But there's some more... reality. There's some food for thought here that I think will help us focus going into this holiday as believers. It's not just a secular holiday. It is a sacred holiday. And I think probably a good thing we want to focus on Psalm 131. But I think before we do that, I think it'd be good to... 136, my bad. And before we do that, I think it'd be good to just kind of talk about the tradition in general. You know what I'm saying? The history and the tradition.
Right. Yeah, well, and I corrected you, and you were right.
It's 130. See, I had it on my notes. I knew I was right. I wrote it down.
Verse 1. Excuse me.
Yeah, I had it written on my notes here. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go with you.
You're a man, you know. I had to say about this here.
Right.
But
what is the tradition? Let's kind of talk a little bit about that, the history and the tradition of Thanksgiving.
Well, many of our folks would be familiar with the Pilgrim Fathers, who, by the way, were not just national forefathers, but were spiritual forefathers, men like Miles Standish and William Bradford, who were God-fearing men. When they left Holland and England, they didn't just run from a problem. These men were pursuing the will of God for their families and their friends and the opportunity for worship in the way that their consciences, according to Scripture, dictated. And when they came to the New World, they found, if you think moving, you know, Michelle moving from California to the Midwest is strange, think of what they did. They moved from England to
civilized England at that point.
Yes.
To
wilderness.
Barbaric wilderness.
They did that, but they did that all happening to focus on the Lord and giving Him thanks. And of course, they had a Thanksgiving meal, if you want to call it that. They didn't know what it would spawn in years to come, but they had a time where they gave God thanks, and they did more than once. It was a way of life for them, even though times were hard. People died of diseases and other things. So, you know, the Thanksgiving tradition comes out of that. And then later, if we move on to 1863, when our president, Abraham Lincoln, right in the throes of the Civil War, acknowledging that the nation was not worthy of the blessings of God, and that if we got what we deserved, we'd get much worse, said it's time to stop and give thanks. And he proclaimed, made a proclamation that the last Thursday in November in 1863 would be a day of national Thanksgiving. And then out of that came the national holiday of Thanksgiving.
Which, of course, now most people, I hear a lot of it called Turkey Day.
Right.
You know, or those kind of things. And there's been a lot of traditions over the last 100 years that have developed that go along with Thanksgiving. Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Parade, the Detroit Lions playing, the Dallas Cowboys playing, big, huge turkey, families coming over. That's all become a part of that day, but I think there's something a little bit more... in depth here.
And something we don't want to forget in the midst of these things.
Exactly, is believers. Because I think we can get caught up in so much we forget a very special day for us to remember the goodness of the Lord, because it does endure forever.
Right.
So Psalm 131, maybe we can just kind of walk through that. I know that the first thing that you had talked about as you and I were discussing this was that we have a moral responsibility to give thanks.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is not just a holiday, it's a moral responsibility. The verse we're talking about says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endure forever." That first phrase, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord," indicates something of a moral responsibility when you think that Thanksgiving is a command in matter. You know, in Scripture, we have principles that guide our lives. Then we have precepts which tell us what to do or what not to do.
And this is not an option.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's a positive command. Right. Give thanks to the Lord. And so, you know, it is a command. Hopefully it's more than that for us. When we get to the end of this, we'll see it's much more than that.
But it should be something out of joy and spontaneous joy.
Exactly.
Out of living reality within us.
And the more so when you think of the person of God, because, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord," the word of the Lord there, if you look in your English version, may be in all caps, L-O-R-D in all caps, which indicates the word Jehovah, Yahweh, in the original, the I Am of Scripture. So we see something here that God is the Creator, he's the Savior, he's the Sustainer of his people. He even sustains the lives of those who are not his people. I mean, it's appropriate for unconverted people to give thanks to the Lord. It is because if he withdrew his hand, they would all drop dead and spend eternity away from him. So.
You know, I know our time is limited here, but I think about this issue of the moral responsibility. And it's funny because you watch people who are of a secular society trying to celebrate this holiday. Right. And they're giving thanks, but they don't have an object to which to give thanks to. There's no giver to give thanks to. Now, they may be thankful to one another. You know, I'm thankful that I have a loving wife, or I think I have for my family. I think, but who are they thankful to?
Thankful
somebody
in general
gave you this.
Yeah,
it didn't come from you. Who are you thankful to? And that always gets me.
Right.
And I think going back to the moral responsibility is that the reason we're morally obligated and the moral responsibility is because we have a giver.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Lord.
Yeah. We all feel a responsibility to say thank you to those who give us things.
Exactly.
And the great giver of all things has given us life, salvation. John MacArthur wrote an article about that recently in the latest Table Talk. It's a really brief article, and I commend that to people to check that, because he addresses that very issue.
Hmm. So we have a moral responsibility.
Right.
But I don't think it just stops there, as we've already alluded to just a little bit. So I think we can say that the next thing is we have a reasonable...
Yeah,
this is a reasonable thing.
Thanksgiving is a
reasonable
responsibility for the Christian, especially. It is for anyone. But when you look at, and I think you see three concepts here that are either implied or in this passage, "I'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." It's a matter of humility. I mean, he's our Creator. We are absolutely and completely under his care and at his pleasure. Mm-hmm. And dependent upon him. It's a matter of hope. He is the God of all hope. Any hope, any reasonable hope we have, comes from God himself. And it's a matter of honor. I think of Job, in the first chapter of Job, when everything fell out from under him, when all the props were pulled out from under him. And he said, it says that he tore his clothes, which was a sign of grief and repentance, fell on his face, and worshiped God. His family being killed, his property is being destroyed. He fell into his reaction was to worship God. That tells me something about how he honored the Lord, even when God, he told his wife, "The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." We give honor to the Lord no matter what. Abraham Lincoln said in that proclamation, "God has not dealt with us in a way we deserve. He's given us much more than we deserve. That's why we need to give him thanks." And so it's very reasonable for us too.
Well, and it can be very easy if you're going through a hard time, especially the holidays. I think Thanksgiving, leading into Christmas, New Year's, people tend to get depressed because of hard things that have happened in their time.
Or losses of family members.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're going through a hard time. But I think our pastor this past Sunday really focused in on Psalm 69,
mm-hmm.
where there's really a psalm of lament. And he talks about how it's okay to express yourself in amongst your thanksgiving of where you're hurting.
Right.
God's not afraid
right.
of that at all.
Yeah.
So I think in this reasonable responsibility, even when it's hard, even when it's difficult, there's the humility and the hope and the honor that we can go to him, even when it's difficult, express what we're struggling, but thank him for his goodness to us.
Even when we're hurting, inexpressibly.
And his mercy.
Yeah.
So it's reasonable when things are like hunky-dory, as we like to say, or when they're very difficult.
Right.
And I think for a lot of people who could be even listening now, that's very true.
Yeah. And those hurts come in so many different ways and in so many different measures, but they're all hurts.
You know, I think probably the biggest, this right here could be the biggest hang-up when it comes to celebrating Thanksgiving and giving a special time to Thanksgiving and actually bringing yourself, we should do this all the time, but kind of focusing in, we should have those times of focusing in. The hardest thing can be is seeing that it is reasonable.
Yeah.
For some people, when you think about that difficult nature.
It can seem unreasonable. Yeah. Why would God allow this? Why would this happen? I didn't deserve this.
Right.
You know, what did I do to get this? Yeah, it can seem unreasonable, but it's altogether reasonable. The Pilgrim Fathers could have said the same thing. Man, if we could just go back and read, and there's some things you can read on that. But when they, if anyone had reason to say, you know, God has dealt us a bad hand. We're trying to do the right thing here. Look at all that's happened. You know, but they didn't. They stayed the course and continued to give God thanks.
Well, it's very interesting because they lost a lot of people. A lot of people died. Mm-hmm. A lot of hardships because of the brutality of the wilderness, mm-hmm. untamed wilderness. Mm-hmm. They met that, didn't know what they were going to meet. And so you're talking about a group of people who had lost family members, maybe mm-hmm. wives, maybe children,
right.
whatever. Maybe even had gone through a point where they were hungry.
Yeah.
You know, and so now they come to a point where they have an abundance and they know where they come from and now mm-hmm. they know where they're at.
Right.
And so there's this sense of, in their mind, there's no way we cannot give thanks.
Right. How could we do otherwise?
To this. we'll have to move along here pretty soon, but I was talking to Michelle last night. We were talking, and I said, it's crazy. Well, actually, she made this point to me, because I can tend to focus on everything that I've got to come up with to be able to meet our needs type of thing. And right. she said, you look at what we have. She goes, we have more than we need.
Right.
We have way more than we need.
Right.
So the fact that, and I think any believer can say that, he has more than he needs.
Right.
God has dealt
most,
with
most
him.
Most believers can.
Most.
That we know in our Western culture especially.
In our Western culture. And we're not talking about people who are suffering martyrdom right. or in prison, but we're talking about those of us in the Western culture who celebrate on this day
mm-hmm.
have more than we need. It's very reasonable. Mm-hmm. More than reasonable.
Most of us are watching television on a flat screen, football on a flat screen, right. high definition television.
Yep.
We're eating some kind of really good meat and lots of trimmings.
Right.
Most of us, not all of us, but most of us are.
Right.
It's only reasonable.
So, it's a moral responsibility, it's a reasonable responsibility, and last, it's an eternal responsibility.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's a matter of eternity, that's true. And there are two reasons I see there in that passage. That last phrase, I'll give thanks to the Lord for He is good. The third phrase is for His mercy, or His steadfast love, or His covenant faithfulness endures forever. And we see here something about the eternality of God and the immutability. When I say immutability, I mean He's unchanging. He's self-sufficient. This is Jehovah, you know. And yet, He's going to give to His own, His children, the privilege of eternal worship and eternally getting to know Him. The eternality of God Himself and the eternality of worship itself and of thanksgiving. We will forever give thanks. You know how it is when you're so thankful to someone for something, you can't say thank you enough. You just feel like, I got to do something else. I got to say something else. There's going to be something of that in our eternal thanksgiving and worship to God.
It's never enough.
It never will be. And we'll always feel like we should continue.
Every day should be Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, He is forever faithful. His love endures forever.
It's interesting, the song we sang this past Sunday, where they repeat, His love endures forever,
right.
over and
right.
over again.
Right.
And a lot of people think, oh, that's repetitive, and a lot of songs are like that, but I think there's a purpose behind that.
Right.
Because it's communicating the eternality
yeah.
of God and what He has given us.
And of worship.
And never ends.
Yeah.
It never ends. And I think it's hard for us in our Thanksgiving to think eternally minded, because all we can see is now.
Right.
What we've gotten
yeah.
and what we're going to get,
yeah.
you know. And I think it's hard for us on that day or any day to think of the eternity. But I mean, truly, as Bob Cratchit says, I am truly a happy man.
Yeah.
You know, at that point in the story, yeah. he has lost his son, his youngest son, to an ailment. And he turns it, but I'm truly a happy man
yeah,
because
happy man.
He was
yeah.
grateful for what the Lord had
right.
given him. And I think we're so focused on ourselves.
Yeah.
that we have a hard time fulfilling our responsibility of being grateful.
Yeah, all of us have to admit we're pretty attached to this world and what it offers.
Yeah.
But that's not where our attachment should lie.
Well, we encourage our audience to realize these things, that it's a moral responsibility, it's a reasonable responsibility, and it's an eternal responsibility. Even amongst this traditional holiday that is so wrapped in tradition, these are the things that we remember from Psalm 131. Read that. Think about it this week. Yeah. We're glad you could join us. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to being with you next week. Crosstalk is a production of Vision for Living Ministries. This is a free resource, but if you would like to support us, you can do so by visiting visionforliving.org/support. For more information on Vision for Living Ministries, visit our website, where you will find other resources, including our blog. You can also find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/V4L. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at info@visionforliving.org or send a message on Facebook. Join us next week on Crosstalk, the gospel for today.